All right, so we're back for episode 16 today. Last episode, we shared smart, scrappy strategies for growing a B2B brand without a big budget, from content repurposing to building partnerships. Now we're flipping the script from tactics to values, because how your brand shows up during key moments matters just as much as how often. B2B buyers are no longer just making rational decisions. They want to work with brands that align with their values. Silence can be interpreted as indifference, complacency, or complicity.
And the thing is, Chloe, according to Edelman Trust Barometer, 68% of people believe CEOs should step in when the government doesn't fix societal problems. And I can actually see that happening in Scotland at the moment as well, you know, where a lot of CEOs and a lot of business leaders are actually starting to step up and speak out about the problems with society and, you know, immigration and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's an important thing, especially since CEOs are the ones that have got, you know, the majority of the small businesses in the country that they're in. I mean, it's not just obviously Scotland or the UK. This is also true for Australia.
Yeah.
And going back to the B2B buyers aligning their brand with values and things for the customers, this is one of our staple things that we try and integrate into every customer we work with. You know, get them to review what their vision, their mission and core values are, because that should generally align with who they are, what they are trying to achieve, and the type of people that they work with. So their values should align. And that's the same is true for team members as well, you know. And the thing is, whether it's DEI, which means diversity, equity and inclusion, sustainability, data privacy or industry integrity, the CEO's stance matters. Eh?
Yeah.
It really does.
But not every single issue requires, you know, their voice. It's all about relevance and authenticity. And that's where, you know, their values come into play. You know, if you're a CEO, you need to ask yourself, is this directly tied to my industry, my customers, my values? Does it affect my people?
That's right. And the thing is, while it doesn't require the voice, you know, I can guarantee you that every CEO reading the news or whatever's happening in society at the time, or industry even, you know, everyone will have an opinion of what's going on. It's whether they choose to lead or not is the difference of getting their voice heard.
Yeah.
I suppose in a lot of cases, this is why we have organisations like the Chamber of Commerce and things like that, where people can voice their opinions and things to them as a cohesive unit. Because I know that they take an active role in policy, you know, driving policy and things like that. So,
And there's a couple of categories of moments when you can speak up. So internal culture, whether that's layoffs or leadership transitions. Industry issues, so unethical competitors, AI misuse, which AI is really relevant at the moment. And then you've got societal events, so when it's connected to your mission or your stakeholders or, you know, your values as well. You need to choose issues where you can add value and demonstrate leadership, not just create noise.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, if you look at things like speaking up versus kind of performative activism, and I'll talk about things like, you know, when the Black Lives Matter thing was going on, and I'm sure it does still go on in various areas, posting a black square on your social media platform, I mean, that's just not enough, right? Real impact comes from action, but it needs to be, you know, good action, not the kind of bad action that we've seen when Trump's supporters jumped into the building over there. You know, I mean, you don't want that kind of stuff going on. And if you're going to say something back it with a policy, a resource, or commitment, rather than just, going in and saying your opinion and back out again, which is what a lot of people do on sort of Facebook and that. And you do see things like this going on LinkedIn, which is good because it gives you a platform to discuss these sort of stuff as well. You need to be honest about where you are. Transparency beats perfection, and avoid virtue signaling. So don't jump on trends without the receipts to support that. Do you know what I mean? So if you've got an opinion, just make sure you understand exactly what it is that you're talking about and things,
Yeah, personally, I think, bringing light to issues is a really brave and probably correct way to go about it as a CEO, especially if it's affecting, you, your people, or your customers directly. But, when there's times where you're just posting something for the sake of posting it, people can see that and it will give you a negative connotation. And people will see you a bit negatively because of that. If you're posting things like this is going to happen, we've put these policies, this in place, that's showing your customers, your potential customers, stakeholders that, you're committed to change, innovation, and doing the best for, your customers and the people associated with your company, that you're looking for that change, good change that the world needs.
That's right, definitely. And the thing is, if you're crafting a response, you need to make sure you've got the right tone, the right time, and the right team around you as well. So in terms of the tone, you want to stay human, clear, and consistent with your brand voice, and avoid the corporate cult, jargon and things like that. Timing, don't delay things too long because people tend to move on quickly. But also, don't rush it either. You need to be intentional. With your silence, with a planned response, which can be very powerful. In terms of the team, you need to involve leadership, marketing, legal, comms, and make sure everyone's aligned on the same response. And really try and use a template for internal alignment. What's your position? Why does it matter? What are we committed to, etc. And that'll help you actually craft a better response when these things crop up.
Yeah, and I think timing is probably a huge one because if you start to leave it too long, people will start to just assume things and they'll start to say, oh, well, you're just complacent, or you're if a certain person did something, then you're protecting them, or people will have their thoughts about you not speaking out.
Oh, that's exactly right.
You don't want it to be rushed, as in, because then you might not say the right things or what you need to say effectively. Yeah. So there's a few brands who have actually got this right already. So Salesforce spoke out on a social justice and made tangible investments in diversity, equity, and inclusion and sustainability. HubSpot have been very transparent about layoffs with empathetic messaging and support for impacted employees. And MailChimp open stance on customer privacy, publishing values-led content about data ethics. So all these brands have stood out by aligning their external communications with internal action.
Awesome.
Okay, so I have a few actionable takeaways for you guys today. So I want you to audit your current comms. Where have you stayed silent and why have you stayed silent? Really understand, what could you have done better and maybe make a plan for that going forward. I want you to identify two to three core values your brand will speak up on in the future and where you'll maybe stay neutral. And you can create a simple playbook. Who's responsible for what? How fast will this be responded to? And what your guardrails are. And remember, speaking up isn't about perfection, it's about consistency and credibility. Do you have anything else you want to add in?
No, not really. Just I suppose just letting people know that next week we're digging into the silent killer of B2B growth, which is underperforming websites. One of the your number one salesperson that people seem to underinvest in as well, and how you can optimize your messaging, user experience, and call to actions for real pipeline impact.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you for episode 17.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.